It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3, brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria
and Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. Well, here we are once again together. Boy, what a joy it is for Anna and I. Mm. We have lives that are so absolutely enriched, but this helps us enrich it even more, that the worldwide family comes together and we expand our horizons. We give ourselves a little bit more incentive to become happier and whole and really remarkably contributory towards the human race. There's so many people that we've had the privilege to talk to over the years with this wonderful time we spend together. And there's many subjects that we breach, but one that I want to get into deeply today. From the dawn of time, the first communication was sound, that people didn't have a spoken language. People first started with the most basic rhythm, and that was banging on trees, banging sticks together, banging rocks together, and literally created a language so that one group of people or tribe could hear and understand another. From there, melodics came. In music, we call it, or instrumentation, we call it melodics. And the first melodics that were talked about were crystal melodics. This is where we actually take precious stones, and all of you know what a crystal is, and they found ways to shape it and form it so that when you touched it, it vibrated at frequencies that at that point they were conscious enough to understand were the same frequencies that governed nature, governed the universe. Now, of course, with advanced quantum physics over the last 100 years, and specifically the last 20 years since the turn of the 21st century, we now have acutely interesting technologies to measure what are the healing frequencies. They didn't have this advantage thousands of years ago, but today we do. And there are certain sounds and melodics that actually take the heart and get it to go into the rhythm that you should be at so that your biology regulates and strengthens. Biology is immunity. Your nervous system is relaxed, so you get into a deep state of relaxation that takes cortisol levels down and increases healing. So what used to be called New Age is quantum physics today, and it's something that we've been using in our work, Anna Marie and I, for 50 years. And today we have one of these experts here, Martha Prova.
Popova.
Martha, talk to us a little bit. How did you ever get into this?
Well, thank you so much for having me on today. This journey started for me because I was in the corporate America and I was sitting at the desk all day long and I was starting to experience a lot of pain in my body. I was having precarpal tunnel. I was having sharp shooting pains in my shoulders. I was gaining weight, coupled with eventually going through a divorce. I was having a lot of anxiety. So I started turning to a lot of these holistic healing modalities, right? Like mindfulness practices and learning about breath work, learning about stretching and relaxing the body. And I ended up becoming certified in stretching. I became a stretch coach and a breath coach. And in one of the sessions that I was taking, I was doing yoga with a friend, a girlfriend of mine, and she used crystal sound bowls.
And now, describe what that is to the listeners.
Yes. I just want to say after that experience, I was, wow. I experienced it and I just wanted more and more of that. I would come to her sessions and I would just wait, when are we doing the sound bowls? So sound bowls are crystal sound bowls, right?
Made out of crystals and round, just like a bowl.
Exactly. And you strike it with a striker and it makes a sound.
How do they know how to regulate that frequency?
So they tune the bowls. So some of the bowls are tuned to 440 hertz. A lot of the bowls on the market are tuned to 440. The ones I use are tuned to 432.
Oh, now explain that. This is what we know in quantum physics now. So what is that?
Yeah, so the 432 hertz just resonates with the body and just a better way. The body is able to respond better to 432 hertz. You know, studies even show that compared to 440, the body goes into a more relaxed state. Our blood pressure goes down. Our breathing rate goes down.
Exactly. A lot of that work was done at University of Southern California, USC in Los Angeles, and also University of Sydney and Exeter University in England. And you're absolutely correct. So they actually monitor blood pressure. They monitor, for instance, even menstruation patterns improved with this frequency.
Wow, and so, that's incredible. It makes sense. And so
it sounds almost unbelievable to the average person who believes what you don't see isn't real. So how does this thing you don't see work so well?
Magic.
It is magic. The universe.
Yeah, it is. But like you said, you know, in the beginning, there was the word.
Yes.
So everything is sound. Everything is vibration. Mm. Our body is a vibration. And it's just, it's remarkable in the way that it can receive sound. First of all, so much of our body is made of water, right? So water responds to sound waves, to sound frequencies. And you could really feel that, you know, when you're listening to harmonious music versus when you're listening to something that's very harsh.
Jarring,
exactly.
I mean, they did a study years ago. We've all heard about the Mozart effect, but they pointed out that why certain kinds of music are so popular, they're the rhythms of the human heart.
Mm.
So country music is an example. And as I travel to, you know, Europe,
mm-hmm.
country music is more popular in some European countries, including Sweden, than it is here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's amazing. And then they pointed out the Beatles, why the Beatles were universally, overnight, embraced by everyone. It's a heartbeat. Ringo is not a flashy drummer, but he's a very, very solid drummer that boom, 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 boom. And so in a way, to make this oversimplified so they can get pictures out there of what you're speaking about, are we adjusting the heart to a place where you feel more confident?
So what we're doing essentially is just relaxing the nervous system.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really what happens, right? And in this state, that's when the body is much more receptive to healing and to coming into harmony.
Yeah. So tell me, when you were having all of this change, turmoil, disruption, and you were not reinventing yourself, but finding yourself for the first time, because you weren't there. You were sitting at a desk making money and unhappy. You were in a marriage that wasn't helping you, wasn't supporting you. The first thing that really resonated with you was that chime from the crystal.
Yeah. You know, like, I just felt like my soul was just dying a slow death. Like, the job was great. The husband, you know, on paper, he looked good. On the outside, everything looked good, but it just wasn't in resonance.
Mm. Well, we're going to come back and tell all of you how to find resonance, be brave enough, to actually be brave enough to allow yourself to feel you deserve happiness. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Wellness has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 70 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Wellness has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Martha Popova, who is now a therapist at the Institute. And, you know, we just talked about the fourth
Phase of water.
And because we are so much of water in our body and our brain, tell us what happens when you use the crystal balls.
Yeah. So because, you know, water is so receptive to the sound frequencies and so much of our body is made mm-hmm. of water and our brain, right? Mm-hmm. They've done studies where you could literally see clumped blood cells becoming unclumped.
Yeah. Yes. That's called Rouleau.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From that sound, you know, and there are all these sensory neurons in our skin and under our skin that begin to resonate and respond. And our brain waves, we go from beta to theta brain waves. So, yeah.
Some of the most advanced work was actually done at the University of Miami 35 years ago on touch therapy and sound therapy. Mm-hmm. And it was very mainstream. It was amazing to us. So they showed something and then reflected back at what happened in orphanages during the Second World War. And let's talk about that because it's a nice story. It's a great story. So they took babies and they measured all of the things that you do measure as a doctor to see how you can improve it. And they gave body work, massage to the children. They then included sound with the body work, as you're talking about. And in every case, authentic touch, authentic sound, authentic love, intention, improved the baby's overall health. The baby grew bigger. The baby's intellect, the IQ, was higher in the group that they did this with versus the control group. And most important, as Anna pointed out, 80% of your brain's water. 70% of your overall body, and that's your touch point for consciousness. Now, we don't create consciousness in our brain. That's a falsity. What we do is we ignite the brain at a high level of energy so that it can tap into what I call the invisible library. Consciousness is monopresent. You don't ever have to make it happen. It's happening. You just have to relax enough by doing these things to embrace it.
Right. Come into that theta brainwave, right?
Exactly.
Where we can have a conversation with the creator.
Yeah. And if people only knew this, you wouldn't marry the wrong man or woman. You wouldn't hang out with people, by the way, that you don't resonate with. Mm-hmm. This doesn't mean bad or good people. The frequency has to be alike. The minute I saw Anna Maria in 1978 in Stockholm, I knew the frequency worked. She didn't know right away. I don't know if I guided her. She guided me. I think why men are attracted to women is we need guidance. And the society says we're guiding the woman, but frankly, we need guidance. We're looking for our mothers. And she's been a great mother for 45 years for me and a great mother of my children. But why we love each other and stay together and work together and create together is because of that resonance.
Right.
And so do you think from all the work you've done in all of these areas, from stretching a body, releasing blockages to sound, that you can actually get to a point where you become more acutely aware of who you are so that it brings better relationships into your life?
So it's so interesting that we're talking about this, right? I try to start my sessions and end my sessions with a mantra that goes like this: may this practice heal and strengthen my body and my mind. So we say that together, you know, as a group, as a class, or individually, if it's an individual session, three times in the beginning, and then we say it in the end. And I started to notice, I mean, almost instantly, as soon as I started to do this, the way that the mantra was said in the beginning and the way that it was said by the group at the end. And it was incredible. At the end of the session, the whole room is harmonized. Everybody says it together.
And means it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, because there's this imperceptible human-generated vibration. And we become synchronized.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where are you from originally, Lev?
Originally from Russia.
Which part of Russia?
Sochi,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Anna Marie and I had the privilege when the wall fell and Chernobyl had happened. We were invited to Russia to speak and many people in the audience in Moscow had been at Chernobyl. Yeah. And we were sitting right across from the Kremlin mm-hmm. in the beautiful park. It was a lovely day. It was 75 degrees and mm-hmm. sunny. And the Russian people that brought us there and their friends, we had this really interesting conversation. We were taught here in America that Russia, including its people, were bad. And the Russians really touched me deeply when they said, we weren't taught that. We were taught that your government was bad, but the American people were good. Mm-hmm. So I've always had a great love for the Russian people.
Oh,
and even a deeper love now because of what they're going through mm-hmm. With tyranny at this point. So what was it like fleeing a country where you couldn't speak and be free and open to a country that at least purports we're free and open?
You know, it's so interesting because I was a child when my parents brought me here. I was just 10 years old. But, I was 10, so I...
You were awake.
Yeah, I saw things,
right? And you saw things they didn't see. You're a little
yeah.
more awake.
And so things like bribery, it was just so common there.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the lack, right? There was a lot of lack. Everything was sort of centralized and distributed just in a particular way. So I grew up seeing that that was like the normal thing.
It's probably to flee Russia. They had to bribe somebody to do it or
goodness.
Something.
They tried several times, actually. And yeah, it took them 3 times.
Wow.
Yeah, to eventually come out. Actually,
they were brave enough to try 3 times.
Yeah.
They didn't give up.
Well, and they left. My father left in 1990, right at the fall of the Soviet Union. And then my mom left 6 months later. And my little sister, who was 2 at the time, and I was 6 at the time, stayed behind with our grandparents.
Wow.
So we stayed with them for 4 years because when my parents came here, they came with absolutely nothing. So they couldn't bring 2 little girls to nothing, you know?
That must have been nice, though, being with people like that, your grandparents who loved you so much.
Yeah, but how much you missed your parents.
Yeah. I'm sure they miss them, but they, you know, we're grandparents. We have 8.
Yeah.
We love them just as much. Did they came right to the United States?
Yeah, they came to the States right away. And yeah, and then that's where the journey started. It was, you know, tough, but they made it and... They love this country. We love this country. And now looking back at some of the things like in Russia, you can't even, if you went to a different city, you know, you had to register with the police. Like, what are you doing here? How long are you going to be here? And now thinking, and just the fact that you couldn't even leave the country, that now is just such a foreign concept to me.
Well, those people out there listening to us in this country, especially that are flirting with Russia's not so bad. Mm-hmm. Don't kid yourself. It takes, in my mind, powerful people to maintain freedom. So as bad as you think it is, most of that's fabricated in your mind. Take a trip somewhere and see how good you have it. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right back and make it better for you.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian.
And Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, here with Martha Popova, that is an amazing therapist that we now have the honor to have as part of the Institute's therapist. And when I had your session, you used a lot of different crystal balls. You explained to me that they worked on my system in many different ways. And it was amazing. Tell the listener, how does that work?
So, you know, our nervous system and our whole body can become decalibrated mm-hmm. from all the sounds that we experience throughout the day.
Boy.
You know, if you're in the office, you're hearing the AC, you're hearing the computer, just hearing all this noise, the body becomes decalibrated.
Yeah.
So back in the old ages, you know, before all of this, and our ancestors were able to recalibrate their systems by being out in nature. So what we do now with the sound therapies, right, is we help the body to recalibrate itself.
Right.
And what I love about doing these therapies at Hippocrates is just the beautiful property and the fact that, you know, it's just so beautiful. The nature is stunning, right?
Yeah.
We're away from all that noise of this modern world, and we're in nature. We're in the sounds of the trees and the birds. So I love that people are able to, first of all, experience it in that environment, but also afterwards go out and integrate in this beautiful environment.
Well, you know, it's wonderful that you're able to. Yurts are Russian, by the way.
Really?
And yeah, so yurts are from Siberia.
Okay, yeah,
that's
where
that part of the world. And so it's interesting that you were brought to us. We've been down on that property, which we consider a sacred property, not because of Hippocrates. It was sacred. That's why we welcomed it as part of what we do. You're in a yurt, and you're in the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
And we go out of our way every morning, not every, but probably 10 times a month, I'm out getting trees. Mm-hmm. So 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock every morning, I'm out getting trees and planting trees. My objective is to bring this property back to what it could have been like or should be like before humans touched it. So you're right. It's different when you're in a city or a village or a town and you walk on the street and there's cars buzzing by. And you walk out on a trail, a jungle trail that goes around a lake with a waterfall that's actually calibrated itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually something that comes from a guy called Schulenburg in the 1800s, an Austrian, that worked with Rudolf Steiner. And they found out that the pods, if you develop the pods in a certain way and put water through, they spin vortexes and they create frequencies. So that entire lake that you're upon with your yurt in the jungle, mm-hmm. literally that frequency is coming out of that lake.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's fun.
Wow.
It's fun.
You must have some amazing stories you can tell us of people transformation.
Yeah, you know what? I brought a couple of just reviews that I would like to read
all right.
to you maybe,
sure.
you know, because it's nothing like hearing it from the people that experience it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody said, the entire experience was beautiful and calm. I was able to completely relax and my soul was at ease. I felt the healing vibrations in my cells and felt so deeply relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I got a massage. I felt so much calmer and less stressed for the rest of the day and the next couple of days. The sound healing session was a transformative experience. It left me feeling rejuvenated and centered. I felt everything and nothing, if that makes sense.
Wow, that's a beautiful statement.
Yeah, the stretches were just enough to open everything and then integrated with a beautiful sound bath, allowing the vibrations to flow through my body, sending me deeper and deeper into a still mind and very relaxed body. So, you know, I've had people who come to me and they say, you know, I have pain all over my body. One woman came and said this to me. Mm-hmm. Later on, I realized that I think she had
fibromyalgia.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she said, so I have pain throughout my whole body. And I lay down and I didn't feel any pain.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was incredible.
Yeah.
One woman had, you know, COVID, and she said that she had this heaviness in her chest that had been there for months and months. She actually got up in the middle of the sound bath and she left. And I, you know, afterwards talked to her, what happened?
You
know,
thinking, yeah.
Did she not like it?
Right. Yeah.
And she said she finally released this heaviness out of her chest and she could breathe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Beautiful.
When those of you listening have an opportunity to come and be with us
mm-hmm.
on our property, we are bringing people to the future of well-being and healthcare. We're not interested in doing the things from the past. We're interested in doing things that open a new future for you. And you're certainly a big part of that. And this is the most time I've spent with you. And you're authentic
mm-hmm.
and you're kind and you're feminine and you're intelligent. And it's a blessing that people have the time with you. It's like going back to the womb, I'm sure.
Thank you, Brian.
Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you, because, you know, what you give to our guests as they are at at the Institute and they can choose to see you is something different than everything else. We have massages, colonic, chiropractic, and they're all amazing. But this one goes to the heart, big time.
And the heart's who you are.
Yeah.
Well, anyone from South Florida, she's not only working with our guests, they're privileged. They get first dibs. yeah. If you happen to be here or visiting South Florida, call up Oasis Spa and come and get some sound healing. And until next week, be sound in your life. Turn off the noise and listen to the beauty of nature, God, and the universe. We'll be back together soon.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.